Dan Hoard for Bengals.com with the Bengals' second-round draft pick this year, running back Jeremy Hill out of LSU. Last year, the Bengals chose the first running back taken in the draft, Giovanni Bernard. This year, they get the second in yourself. Talk about that combination, because this seems like it's the classic thunder and lightning type backfield now.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm excited to get to work Monday and get with Gio and kind of, you know, see the inner workings of, you know, what he does in a day in, day out process, and kind of just, you know, get with it and get there with the same work ethic. And so, you know, we can make a clash this fall and kind of make an impact. And I think that's what the coaches have in sight with drafting us, you know, back to back years, and hopefully have us for the next few years up and coming and doing some damage. So definitely excited about that and looking forward to putting in the work and, you know, having some success this fall.
That is definitely the plan. Now, you played at about 233 pounds last year, averaged more than 6 yards a carry in the SEC, the best conference, obviously, in college football. It seems to me that you are NFL ready, because LSU plays a pro-style offense. It's not a spread that's so popular in college football. They line up and try and knock it down your throat.
Yeah, most definitely. That's what we pride ourselves in, is playing hard-nosed. You know, well, they say it's a stepping stone for the NFL. So everything we do as far as our program, you know, weightlifting, you know, offense, everything, even our defense, is pro-style. So they're just preparing us. If you see the amount of guys we draft year in and year out, it's up there with, you know, with the most in the country. So I think for us, it's a fairly easy transition going from college to the NFL. Things don't really change much, so I'm excited for that. It's going to be fun.
I had the opportunity to visit with your mom. She said this has been your dream since about third grade. Is that right?
Most definitely. From the first time I touched a football, I scored a 60-yard touchdown, playing a running back position, and it's just we've hit the ground running since then. So I kind of knew it was always a dream, kind of something that, you know, I've always worked for, and for it to come true is still surreal to this moment sitting in this locker room. Yesterday I was sitting at home unemployed. Now I'm sitting here with you guys. So it's definitely a great opportunity. Looking forward to being with you guys for the next few years.
And you will soon be very well compensated. You did not lose many games at LSU, obviously, and you come to a Cincinnati team that's gone to the playoffs each of the last 3 years, 4 out of the last 5. I'm sure you're excited to join a team that's got a legitimate shot at making a long run in the postseason.
Yeah, it's definitely great to go to a team that's a contender and that has Super Bowl aspirations and, you know, that competes year in and year out, especially in a tough division. So that's definitely great. It takes a lot of pressure off me to have, you know, successful vets all around me who know, you know, how the league works and, you know, had success in the league. So it takes a lot of pressure off me. I can come in, you know, pressure free and just do my role and play loose and have fun. So that's definitely what I'm going to do going into. I'm going to take what I can from those guys and just, you know, have fun out there.
You had a couple of off-season or off-field incidents when you were a young man, and it's something you've addressed with NFL teams. You sent a letter to all 32. It's obvious the Bengals were satisfied that that is not a problem where you are concerned.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, you know, just talking with them and Coach Lewis and Coach Jackson and then the owner, Coach Mr. Brown, they talked to people. They did their research. They did their homework. And they found out what kind of man I am. The people that spend, you know, every day with me, day in and day out, the trainers, the equipment managers, my coaches, my teammates, you know, they speak highly of me and they kind of know what type of man I am. So going in here, I intend on bringing that same character and those same, you know, habits day in and day out, so that these people in this building can kind of get to know me for who I am as well.
There's a number 32 Bengals jersey over your shoulder. How does it look?
She looks sweet, man. It looks sweet. So I'm excited to get with it and training camp come, put that bad boy on and get to work. So I'm excited.